This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just believe in the workplace today, the standard that the Shield stands for in the NFL, that you have to stand for that and protect that.
That was just a taste, a snippet.
Ooh.
A glimpse.
Ooh.
Of what went down yesterday.
Talk dirty
good
to me.
Lord, Jim Irsay, American hero, American badass.
Seriously.
We got a lot to say about that. You know, Wednesday's in season, my favorite show, because we have the freest rein. We're not dictated by anything. There's no game to preview or react to. It's the midpoint between the week that was and the week that is to come. But a lot happened yesterday in New York City when the league gathered for their quarterly meeting, so that's going to dominate the discussion here and elsewhere today. We got plenty of things to say about Jim Irsay, Dan Snyder, and more infighting among the members of Club Oligarch here on PFT Live, presented by Google Pixel.
Boom.
Learn more at googlestore.com. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, Michael. Somebody got a haircut yesterday. You're looking sharp there, Slugger. You didn't?
Extra gel today.
Extra gel. Okay. It looks like there's like a little less hair on top. I thought maybe you got it cleaned up.
Maybe some fell out yesterday during the frenetic nonstop action with statements and counterstatements. I got four or five different emails from a commander spokesman yesterday.
Oh, I bet. You were in it.
Responses to this story and that story and this story. Good Lord, it didn't stop. It was one of those days where nothing was really happening, and yet everything was happening. By the way, there isn't so much going on that we can't waste some of Bobby D's time by talking about our own personal stuff. Let me just make this observation about my studio assignment.
Right.
And location. When I am not there in studio, and I was back there in studio for the first time in a long time on Monday, but every other show, and pretty much for 3 years continuously, I've been here. There are two moments per year where I realize I have forgotten to do something very important. One happens usually around May, and that is I've forgotten to turn the air conditioner on, which leads to a very long and hot morning. And
today,
then occasion number two
is,
you know what? They may see my breath by the time this is all over.
Yeah, so you're that cold in there?
It is very cold. Chattering teeth cold. David Letterman's studio cold. That's how cold it is up here right now. So I made a mental note last night, because Tuesday night, I don't know what day it is where the rest of you may live. And when I grew up, it was always Monday night. But Tuesday night is get the garbage out night. So as I was getting the garbage out last night, and every once in a while, and this is as useless as anything we'll ever talk about, but every once in a while, I think back to what the trash cans were like when I was a kid. And
oh, man,
like
having
now.
To drag them, right? Like literally the drag metal, them on the ground?
The metal cans with the two thin handles that dug into the flesh of your fingers if there was a lot of stuff in the can. So you did drag them instead of trying to carry them because they would cut your fingers.
Right.
And they were rusty, so you'd have tetanus and die. Yeah, now you got these... You got the, you know, you just tilt it back a little bit.
Oh, and it does it for you.
Driving a car,
exactly.
It's great.
I know, and you're exactly right. Well, first off, it is like it's the coldest day of the year so far here, at least as far as waking up in the morning. I don't know what temperature it hit there in West Virginia, but walking outside this morning was the first morning I went, oh, gosh, okay. It was like 36, 37 degrees where I live. So, yeah, it definitely woke me up this morning. And then the garbage can thing, I can remember I didn't have many chores growing up, okay, silver spoon environment. But one of my chores was to take out the garbage. And, you know, we had that time, it wasn't the metal garbage cans anymore, but it was like the hard plastic ones, right, where you drag them to the end of the driveway. And, you know, I drag them there two times a week, two times back. And they had holes in the bottom. And I can still remember the day my mom got, like, the new garbage cans with the wheels on them. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. It's going to make my job so much easier instead of me backpedaling and, you know, putting my legs and my quads into it to pull the garbage down to the end of the driveway at the Sims
household.
Good
exercise.
Yeah, right.
It was good exercise.
Unfortunately, it was always like, oh, no, I got to take the garbage out. And it was like 10:30 at night or 10:15 at night. So that was when you wanted to exercise as a child.
Well, look, the technology was vastly different in the 1970s. It was the metal cans that weren't all that big. We had two of them, and there was no such thing as the fancy garbage bag that went over the can that just tied up. Please. We haven't heard that in a while, though. I kind of like it.
It is good. Back in your day of the metal garbage can.
But we, you know, the garbage bags were the leftover grocery bags. The brown paper bag that you brought home from the grocery store got saved because then you stuck it in your trash can and you put your trash in it and you carried that out. So sometimes that was a little gross and it didn't hold in all the smells, especially when a certain 5-year-old would piss in the garbage in the morning because he wouldn't go. He wanted to watch cartoons.
Hello.
And wouldn't go back upstairs. I've confessed to that before. You peed in the front yard, I peed in the garbage until the day my mom said, why is this wet? And I thought, you know what, they're eventually going to figure this out. And I would have stopped by the time I was responsible for taking the bags of garbage out to the can.
I hope
and
so.
Eventually taking the can out to the curb. So anyway, during garbage night, I thought, I should probably turn the heat on for tomorrow morning. And of course, I forgot. So that's my story. Bobby D., you can start watching the show now. We're going to pivot to the things that actually matter. Although, you know what? I got.
Did you ever hear from Bobby D?
I did not hear from Bobby D.
Good. He
Bobby
didn't hear
D may
it.
Not have been very
Screw
happy.
Screw you,
with,
Bobby D. You didn't hear it.
Or he just didn't like the retaliation. He'll never complain again. But a lot of other people, especially folks, because I thought maybe this is a UK mentality where they don't like. They love it. They love it. They love to listen to us. For some reason, I don't know, maybe we have a very deranged group that watches this show. I don't know. They love to listen to us talk about meaningless stuff. So,
good.
Which pretty much sums up the full 2 hours. But they
That's
particularly
right.
like
You're here.
The meaningless stuff in the first 10 minutes.
PFT, meaningless stuff for 2 hours. Tune in tomorrow.
Pretty effing trivial would, I guess, be the acronym. Anyway, let's get to it. Nothing trivial. Happened yesterday in New York City. And let me set the stage here, because we know that the storm clouds are gathering over Commanders owner Daniel Snyder. And if there was any doubt, the lengthy ESPN.com article from last week, and I doubt that anyone read the whole thing. That's the little inside secret among people in this business. We all say bravo when somebody writes a 10,000-word article, but nobody ever reads it all. I guarantee you no one in this business read every word of that article, but there was enough to get people to say it's getting pretty deep for Daniel Snyder, and this is going to be an issue next week. And I had reported on Football Night in America, there was no doubt this was going to be discussed in the owners only session that was scheduled for late yesterday afternoon. But before they could even commence, the owners only session. Enter Jim Irsay, American badass, with his thoughts on whether or not Snyder should be ousted from club oligarch. Here's Irsay from yesterday.
You know, it's a difficult situation. You know, I believe that there's merit to remove him as owner of the Redskins. I think it's something that we have to review. We have to look at all the evidence, and we have to be thorough in going forward. But, you know, I think it's something that has to be given serious consideration to.
Jim, you said that Dan Snyder should get removed. Should the Snyder family sell?
There's consideration that he should be removed. You know, we have to complete the investigation. But to me, it's something that I think serious consideration has to be given to the removal, and we have complete authority to do that.
Of him or just or the family, period?
I think in general of him being removed and selling the franchise.
So in other words, the family. In other words, all Snyder's out as having any involvement in the franchise. And we'll give Jim some slack for the slip of the tongue early on when he used the former name of the team. That was the only misstep that he had. Everything he said was spot on. And he said what everyone else is thinking. That's what we pride ourselves on.
Yeah, right.
This show and the website that I founded November 1, 2001, almost 21 years ago to the day, has always been premised on the idea of saying the things that everyone else is thinking but no one else will say. Irsay did it yesterday, and credit to him. It was the elephant in the room, and he jumped on its back, and he wrote it all over Dan Snyder. And it was a thing of beauty. It really was. I fully support everything he said because I know that he's far from alone. The question is, are there 23 others of like mind? That's really what's to be determined at some point down the road.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I give him credit, too. I do. And again, he wasn't, like, accusing. Hey, he's, you know, like you said, one of the 32 oligarchs. He's just saying there's merit. There is merit, which is true. I mean, we would all agree with that, that there is merit to the thought of removing the Snyder family as an owner. Of course there is. It's like the black spot or the bad spot or whatever the hell they call that spot, you know, on the league right now is the Washington Commanders organization. And then, of course, the emails and all the things that have gone on. I mean, other than Deshaun Watson, it's by far the worst story in football over the, what, last 2 or 3 years, Mike? I'm right around that range, right? And then, of course,
3 years at least.
3 years
at least. 3 years.
Right. And he didn't accuse. He said, hey, we want to see all the evidence and gather all the information. He wasn't trying to, like, say, no, he's got to be out of here. I'm with you. I really give him a lot of respect for acknowledging it. Honestly, if the owners didn't acknowledge it, or at least he didn't acknowledge it yesterday, I think that almost comes out as like tone deaf. It's like insensitive. So the fact that he did it, I think, saves the other 31 from, you know, acting like, wait, what the hell did you guys do in there? You didn't talk about the thing that's like maybe going to ruin the league? What the hell are you meeting for? So, yeah, good for him. I'm with you, Mike, all the way there.
The behavior and the allegations have dragged down the reputation of everyone. That was also part of what Irsay said yesterday. And it makes them all look bad. It makes them all look like they're not responsible business people, that they don't know how to run an organization,
right.
That
it's
they
the
allow
boys club.
Things to happen that
right.
Shouldn't happen. It's the madmen of the early 60s chasing the secretary around the desk and all of the other stuff that used to be commonplace that is still happening or was still happening because, again, and we must give the Washington franchise all credit for changing with the figurative gun to their head. They play that song, Chris, and this drives me, I almost said it, effing crazy. Every time they're criticized, they get indignant. They don't just point out, we've made all these changes over the last 2 years. They get indignant and pissed off at you for not giving them due credit for everything they've done with a gun to their head over the last 2 years, because if they hadn't done it, he already would have been forced to sell. He didn't do any of this because he had some epiphany on the road to Damascus. He was going to be thrown overboard, and he did what he had to do to stay on the ship, at least for now. May not be good enough. See, I think that's the ultimate frustration. Snyder's got to be thinking, I did all this stuff, and they're still trying to throw me off. What's going on here? They wanted me to do all this stuff, and I did it. So that should work, right? Well, no. Maybe it's not enough. Now, the commanders fired back on various fronts yesterday. Here's the email that was sent in response to the comments from Jim Irsay. It's highly inappropriate, but not surprising, that Mr. Irsay opted to make statements publicly based on falsehoods in the media. It's always our fault, isn't it? That's an aside. It is unfortunate that Mr. Irsay decided to go public with his statement today while an investigation is in process, and the team has had no opportunity to formally respond to the allegations. The commanders have made remarkable progress. There it is. We have remarkable progress over the past 2 years with a gun to our head. We are confident that when he has an opportunity to see the actual evidence in the case, Mr. Irsay will conclude that there is no reason for the Snyders to consider selling the franchise, and they won't. You know, when I see that "and they won't," my first thought is, oh boy, hey, this is going to get real. But then I think back to 2013.
Yeah.
When
never.
When all caps never.
Right.
Was Snyder's response to changing the name of the franchise that Irsay inadvertently uttered yesterday. So that has no credibility, because all caps never, O'Clock, came and went a couple of years ago. And they won't, O'Clock, is probably going to come at some point in the next few years. It's going to be ugly, Chris. It's going to be a fight. There will be lawyers. There will be blood. There will be allegations. There may be dirt. And Irsay is the perfect one.
He really
to
is.
Stand in the face of it. Because what can you do to Irsay?
I don't think he cares about Irsay. Right. He doesn't
care
about his dirt.
That we don't already suspect
right.
to know.
Right. Exactly right. We know he likes to spend cash. We know he likes to have a little fun at times, you know. Well, we do. You're right. I don't think there's going to be anything turned over with Jim Irsay's life that we're all going to go, you know, I didn't think he was like that. It's kind of out there, the kind of man he is. Exactly right. And again, where, you know, the comment where I disagree, I mean, of course I disagree with the remarkable progress thing. Like, get over it. Like, what? That's like a free pass. Like, we were shitty forever, but these last 2 years, we've been pretty good. So don't forget about
haven't
that shitty forever
bank?
Spot.
Haven't robbed a bank
yeah,
in 2 years.
Right, haven't shot somebody in 2 years. We're remarkable progress here. I mean, you're right. It holds no water. And Irsay, again, like to say that it was inappropriate, I don't know. I don't know who could be watching or listening to that and say what he said was inappropriate. He addressed a huge situation. And, yeah, I'm interested in what I want to know, Mike, or at least your thought here. You know, do you think it was tactical? Do you think other owners put him up to it? I know I saw a little blurb you wrote yesterday, you know, kind of throwing that out there. But I thought the same thing at first, too. Were they kind of trying to gauge the, you know, how the media would cover it and maybe Snyder's reaction here just to jumpstart it? Or do you think he kind of just came out of left field and just said, you know, the hell with it. I'm going to answer the question and here we go.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I kicked around on that possibility a little bit yesterday, and I wasn't able to put any meat on that bone.
Yeah.
There's some common sense to it, and maybe it's just one owner who wanted
pushed him that way.
Someone
yeah.
and maybe just got him cranked up a little bit. We know how people are. We know that people like to stir it up a little bit, and it doesn't take much with some people. You just plant the seed, and the seed grows automatically on its own, and you go out and say that thing that the other person wants him to say. Happens all the time in all walks of life. So I don't know that there was a concerted plan among a cabal of owners who are behind this idea of getting rid of Snyder. All it would have taken was one person who is secretly and quietly anti-Snyder to get Irsay cranked up. But there's also a chance it was just Irsay going rogue and doing the NFL a favor, because it did put the topic into the mainstream thought process among NFL media and fans. And the league will now see that, you know, where's the pro-Snyder pushback in the red state, blue state reality in which we now reside as we approach yet another election? We're as fractured as ever. Where's the fracture on this? Other than Snyder putting out statements on his own behalf, who's out there saying, how dare Jim Irsay besmirch the good name of Daniel Snyder? There isn't a single person. The fans of the team want Snyder to sell. They are going to party in the streets if this happens. And you know what? The only people, Chris, and I know there's merit to this. There are some owners who would quietly support Dan Snyder for one simple reason. They like kicking his team's ass once or twice a year.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
That may be one of the reasons why Jerry Jones.
Yeah, right. Keep him there.
Supporting.
Right. Keep him there. Dysfunctional
teams do dysfunctional things.
There's no doubt.
And the thing that they don't consistently do is win.
Right.
So it's easier for me to check that box twice a year if Dan Snyder is owning the Commanders, because God forbid they get somebody in there who really knows what he's doing and turns the team around.
Right.
And then I got to deal with a tough opponent twice a year. I already got my hands full with the Eagles, and now the Giants may finally be doing something. I don't need the Commanders to be nipping at my heels as well.
Yeah, that's a real thing. I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book. There are coaches in football who go, oh, we're so happy that team owns, or that guy owns that team in our division. And he hires who he hires. I mean, there's more than a few that have that feeling. Or, you know, you talk about Nick Saban at Alabama. I love when he beats the crap out of some SEC team, you know, for like the ninth year in a row by 40 points. He's a hell of a coach. He's a great coach. Oh, my gosh, what a great program. I mean, yeah, of course. Don't fire him. Yeah,
don't fire him.
We love kicking his ass by 40 every year. Please. He's great. So it is. It's funny that way. But Irsay tiptoed to the edge just perfectly there. He really did. I don't think he's going to get himself in trouble or anything liable that way, right, Mike? And you know, I think, again, he jump-started the conversation. I think what the disappointing part is, you know, as we dive further into this conversation, is that, okay, that was it, though. The fact that there was no – the biggest story in the sport outside of just what's going on the football field right now, all right, is this, period. And it does have the chance to ruin the league. And I just am shocked a little bit that there, you know, was not more conversation about this during the owners' meeting. Again, I question that. The two biggest subjects in the league right now are the Washington Commanders, and that if you kiss the quarterback, you get a 15-yard penalty, if nothing the passer. And we didn't discuss them yesterday. And that's – I don't understand that. And that bothers me as a fan and as an ex-player and a guy that loves the NFL.
Well, we'll get to nothing the passer later in the program. Here's what Commissioner Roger Goodell had to say to reporters in his traditional post-meeting media availability.
It's an ongoing investigation. It's what we talked about. There were no interim reports. We have not gotten interim reports. We do not provide any because we don't have them. When Mary Jo White is done with her investigation, we will share that with the membership and share it publicly, as we committed to before. And I was very clear with them, there's no reason for there to be any speculation at this point in time or discussion until we have the facts. And so that was my message to the ownership, and there was little or no discussion.
Are you surprised? Are you disappointed that Jim Irsay had strong comments about it?
No. How do you like that?
How do you feel about it?
Pardon me?
How do you feel about
that? How do I feel about what?
His comments.
I just said, and I said it to the membership, speculation without facts is not a very positive thing to do. I think everyone deserves to have facts and to make sure those decisions are made with facts, and the membership will have that opportunity.
Do you feel that Dan Snyder is good for the league?
I feel that everyone deserves the opportunity to make sure that they know the facts. So speculation is not beneficial. I feel that strongly in my heart.
So he doesn't have a problem with what Jim Irsay said, but he's counseling the owners against speculation until they can get the results of the report that eventually will be given to them by Mary Jo White, who is doing a follow-up investigation into multiple allegations directly against Daniel Snyder that weren't part of the prior investigation conducted by Beth Wilkinson. This almost sounds like a joke. Like I've made this up. Like, how convoluted can this be? This is the timeline. This is the chain of events. They had a 10-month investigation conducted by Beth Wilkinson that they buried, swept it under the rug, kept it under the rug. So as I see the commissioner talking about, let's not speculate when we don't know the facts, you have access to facts. Beth Wilkinson has a file that for some reason you don't want to see. You've gotten the summaries. You didn't get a report. You know why they didn't get a written report? They didn't want a written report because a written report from Beth Wilkinson would have said, you should require this guy to sell the team. So they have been complicit in this, they being the league office. They have run interference, and I don't know whether it's because Roger Goodell's afraid of what Daniel Snyder may have, Jeff Pasch is afraid of what he may have, Jeff Pasch, the general counsel, who was implicated in some emails that he shared with former Washington President Bruce Allen that made Pasch look bad last year. That was the chaser to the John Gruden emails. Didn't get the same traction as Gruden. Didn't force Pasch out of a job, but it was embarrassing. It was a bad look for the NFL. They, for some reason, Chris, July 1 of 2021, buried the evidence that Beth Wilkinson had generated. So, Roger, don't stand up there talking about speculation. We're past speculation. We have an investigation that got the guy essentially suspended, and he's still essentially suspended more than a year later, and he had to pay $10 million and $7 million in legal fees. You have facts. You have evidence already. This isn't speculation. We're just waiting for more. We already have some that got the guy in very deep crap with the NFL. So, and now we're just waiting for, I guess, the final straw that's going to break the camel's back.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what I was going to ask you, right? I mean, I guess, are they treating the Beth Wilkinson and all of that as just like, hey, that's there and done with, and he's been penalized for that, and they're just waiting for the other shoe to fall? Again, Roger, I think, said the right things. You know, he did a good job in pursuing or at least supporting Jim Irsay to a degree, like you said there. You know, I do think he has to say the things about, hey, we want more facts to come out. But I guess they're not even acknowledging that last. Like, he's paid his suspension, he's paid his fine, and that's that. This is a new ball game they're waiting on here. Or they're waiting for more information from this new investigation to come out so that they can really, I guess, go to the full court press. I don't know, Mike. I'm asking you.
I think that's the key.
Yeah, right?
I think that's the key.
Right.
And we'll talk more about the evidence that was gathered by Beth Wilkinson and how that is impacting current events in a few minutes. There's a lot to get to, and I'm trying to have some sort of logical flow to this so people understand how it all fits together. But I think you hit the nail on the head. Roger Goodell is treating what happened in the past as over and done, the initial investigation. If they are going to make a run at Dan Snyder, it's going to be a direct result of the evidence that they get in the Mary Jo White follow-up investigation.
Right.
And will that be enough to tip 24 towards saying, make this guy sell? Will there be greater transparency there? Will there be facts and details? The Robert Sarver case, the Phoenix Suns owner who was essentially forced to sell. When the NBA punished him, they had some facts. There were never facts about Snyder in July of 2021. This time around, it doesn't take much to start the groundswell where people say, this guy's just got to go. Now, whether he responds to it that way is a different issue because he's Daniel Snyder. Here's another reason why it was smart for Roger Goodell to do what he did yesterday. If and when the legal crap hits the fan, the NFL will try, as we've seen time and again, to get any litigation in its own in-house secret rigged kangaroo court over which Roger Goodell presides. And we've seen in past cases the things Roger Goodell has said be used against him in the arguments as to why he's not fit to be the person who decides these issues. So, smart play yesterday, coming off as the voice of reason. Let's not prejudge. Everyone's entitled to a voice. Everyone's entitled to a defense. Everyone's entitled to their side of things. So, even though Snyder and his lawyers will still argue aggressively that Roger Goodell is not the person who should be resolving this, if they think Roger Goodell would not give them the ruling they want, it's smart for Goodell to not give them any extra ammunition to say he's not fit to be the one who decides this issue.
Yeah, that's right. I that makes sense. I mean, yeah, why? When he can maybe have a real say in the matter here. And yeah, he doesn't want it to look biased as far as sides he's taking or anything. That's what he's got to do as leadership. But, man, I again, we'll see where this goes, and obviously we're going to have to wait for the Mary Jo White investigation to finish here, but I just have a hard time thinking that if it's not, like, total exoneration as it sits right now, I mean, like, total, and, like, wow, like, everything we've heard and all that, it all ended up being just some disgruntled employees, you know, throwing stuff out there, which I highly doubt, right? But I just got to think that the owners want him out of there. Irsay, I think, is speaking for others, for sure, or at least it's on their mind. How could they not? I mean, again, it's one of the best franchises in football that's fallen to crapville over the last 20 years. I mean, it's one of the traditional, like, organizations in the history of football, and they're not relevant, let alone kind of a laughingstock, kind of like got a stadium in the middle of nowhere that nobody, not even their fans, want to go to. I mean, just from that aspect alone, like business part of it, I got to think the owners are disappointed in that fact with the Washington, you know, franchise, you know, other than maybe the teams in the NFC East who just want to beat their ass all the time. And then the fact that, you know, there's a feeling of he could go scorched earth and threaten all of us and all of that. I can't imagine those guys, those 31 people, you back them into the corner with threats. Oh, yeah, they want to keep you around and let you hang around in the club. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, good luck with that. So, you know, again, I just got to think it's going that way, and we'll see whenever this report comes out. But I'm certainly more interested now after yesterday.
Yeah, I think the reality is when these threats are made directly or via the ESPN report, more on that in a second, I think that it just makes the owners who are determined to act more determined to be careful and dot their I's, cross their T's, mind their P's and Q's, and make sure they do everything in a way that is buttoned up and strategic and effective. And what happened yesterday, because there was a complete and total expectation, I had said Sunday night, no doubt that Daniel Snyder would be discussed during the owners-only session. Well, Jim Irsay did the discussion publicly. He lit the fuse before the owners-only session. So right out of the gates, the aforementioned Jeff Pasch, who was implicated in the email scandal last year, shut it down, I'm told, per source with knowledge of the situation. Pasch said, we're not talking about this in here. And think about it. Tanya Snyder is in the room, the representative of Daniel. Now, I guess they could ask her to leave like they did with Steve Ross at one point when they were just... Oh, no, they did it with Stan Kroenke. I'm sorry. Earlier this year when they were discussing what they were going to do about
the St. Louis lawsuit.
The St. Louis settlement, right. And they resolved that yesterday. Stan Kroenke's paying the majority of the money. But whatever they say, you know, if you're going to have litigation, the billionaires start popping off. That all becomes discoverable, as the lawyers say. You can take depositions of the owners and say, what did they say about Daniel Snyder in the room? What did he say? What did she say? What did you say? So Jeff Pasch wisely pulling the plug on any private conversation that really wouldn't stay private if there is lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit filed by Daniel Snyder. So that was smart. And if Jim Irsay hadn't gone off the way he had, there's a good chance he would have gone off the way he did in the room.
Right.
Instead of outside the room.
It's interesting. It is. It makes sense. And I think, you know, you said it right. I would think the league really doesn't want Daniel Snyder either. And then they're in that club that you're talking about where, yeah, we're determined to get him, but we're also determined to cross the T's and dot the I's the right way, so something we say or do doesn't come back to bite us in the butt here when it comes litigation time. It does. That makes sense. That was smart by Jeff Pasch. Maybe that was part of the plan here. Maybe somebody, and, you know, I don't know. Again, I find Irsay,
I don't want to give him too much credit.
I know,
I don't
right.
give him too much credit.
I know.
Sometimes stuff happens.
Right.
Sometimes stuff just happens, and there's no plan.
Yeah.
It's just life unfolds. Here's what I keep going back to, though, Chris. July 1, 2021, this was masterful by the league office, because July 1 is the day that they announced the punishment of the Commanders. Not Dan Snyder, of the Commanders. And it was buried at the bottom of the announcement that Snyder would be stepping aside. And there were reports and contradictions as to whether it was voluntary or involuntary and whether he could come back with the commissioner's approval or without the commissioner's approval. It's just been weird from the get-go. But July 1, it was a Thursday. The 4th fell on a Sunday. So I remember this vividly. They brushed all the evidence under the rug. They had a conference call with reporters, and they said, because we have promised anonymity to some of these former employees, we're not going to reveal any of the facts. And from the get-go, I was like, what is this?
Right.
Why you can just change names. I wrote article after article about this. All you do is change the names. The Andrew Cuomo stuff was going down right about the same time. They changed the names of the people who wanted their identities to be protected and not be subject to reprisals. So they timed it perfectly, because Friday the 2nd, Saturday the 3rd, Sunday the 4th, Monday the 5th. A lot of people had Friday and or Monday off. The
right.
world didn't plug back in until Tuesday. 5 days later, hard reset in the summertime. Nobody's paying attention. It never became a thing. And it may have never become a thing but for the John Gruden emails of roughly a year ago. So I say all this, Chris, because at the time I was confused. And I still am confused. I'm confused about a lot of things. But why are they protecting this guy? Why? They don't like him. He's the least popular of all owners.
Right.
Without question.
Yeah.
I've talked to enough people in and around the league
yes.
over the past 21 years to know they don't like him.
Right.
Okay?
Yep. Agreed.
So they're not protecting him for him. My first thought was they're protecting themselves against putting other owners in a situation where disgruntled employee starts making accusations, and that's the first domino, and the next thing you know, you got an investigation where it's like getting audited by the IRS. I didn't do anything wrong, but I really don't want anybody poking around in my stuff to look for something, because they're going to feel compelled to find something that maybe isn't there. So none of these owners want a Beth Wilkinson, Mary Jo White investigation looking for anything, because they may find something, or they may think they found something when they didn't. We just don't want that. So that's what I thought at the time was the explanation. We don't want this precedent to be used against us. But then I started to realize at some point over the last year or so that they're just afraid of the guy. This was what was encapsulated by the ESPN report. They're afraid of what he will do. They're afraid of what he knows. And that's why some believe that he leaked the John Gruden emails. It's a hell of a warning shot. Whether it was just retribution because he was pissed what happened to him and he's got these and maybe he just got a bad taste in his mouth about Jay Gruden and his time as coach. Whatever. It was the, you know, the showing of the sword to the rest of the league. Don't mess with me. And that's what culminated in Thursday's report from ESPN. This idea that he believes he's got some sort of protection because they're afraid of him. And that's what I keep coming back to. They're treading lightly because they know they're going to get a fight in court
yeah.
and that he's going to fight dirty either in court or out of court. That's what they believe. I'm not saying he's going to. I don't want to be sued either. But I think they believe and they fear that that's what he's going to do. That is the best explanation for why they tiptoed on eggshells in July of 2021 and why they're being careful now. They know if they make this move, Chris, they're going to have one hell of a fight.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that's why we're all tuned into this a little bit. It seems that way. Daniel Snyder, from all evidence, from all due accounts that we've seen, you know, through his tenure, yeah, he's willing to go scorched earth. And again, yeah, you're not the only one that believes maybe or has put out there the fact that, you know, allegedly or whatever else, whatever word you want, I don't want him suing me either, that maybe he is the one that released the Gruden emails. And definitely that's why the NFL's been tiptoeing around this. They're afraid he's going to expose people. They're afraid he's going to expose people. You've been saying that from the start. They're afraid it's going to expose them that, of course, with the Beth Wilkinson thing, they knew some of this crap was going on. So that's the other reason they didn't want to, you know, deal with that or, you know, put it front and center during a hot media time or when, you know, that's why they hit it that July 4th weekend. It's so I think there's a lot of things they got to be careful with here. They're trying to protect their butts from more information coming out, and they don't want to make it look like, we kind of knew some of this stuff, but we kind of just swept it under the
Excellent
rug.
Excellent point.
Right.
Excellent point that has kind of flashed through my brain in the past 16 months or so, that at some point, someone's going to start asking the league, what did you know and when did you know it?
Right.
And why did you
right.
let this mess fester for as long as you did? And it's occurred to me, and I don't know that there's any merit to it, but Brian LaFemina, who was the president of the organization or had some title, some big title on the business side of the Commanders and was only there like 7 or 8 months and got fired, he's been mentioned by some of these former employees as someone that they went to, someone that, that knew what was going on. Well, he came straight from the league office. And how crazy is it to think that once he leaves the league office and goes into the Commanders organization, known by a different name at the time, and starts seeing all this stuff and experiencing it and getting complaints from employees, you've got a group of coworkers in the league office that you used to be with all the time. How do we know there aren't emails where he says, my God, what a mess this place is? Why has nobody ever done anything about this place?
Yeah, right.
This place needs to be cleaned up. It needs to be gutted. It needs to we need new ownership here. I can't believe this is as bad as it is. And then it still continues for a certain period of time before it all really hits the fan. So I think your instincts are right. There's an element of when are the hard questions going to be directed back to us for not taking action sooner? I think that's very important. There's another issue here that bubbled up yesterday because Lisa Banks and Deborah Katz, the two lawyers who represent more than 40 former Washington employees, issued a letter to Roger Goodell yesterday saying, hey, we've read the ESPN 10,000-word article, and there's something in there about Dan Snyder having a list of the names of enemies that he has, and apparently he's gotten the names of the employees who cooperated with Beck Wilkinson's investigation, even though that was supposed to be all secret. And now we know why people had private investigators showing up at their houses after they spoke to Beth Wilkinson. So the ultimate irony here, Chris, would be the NFL insisting on not making any of this information public, waving this flag of we're protecting the privacy of the individual employees, and the truth being, if this is the truth, that somehow the names got back to Daniel Snyder, and he still retaliated against them anyway. That's the accusation, and these lawyers are threatening suit against the league for failing to honor their promise to protect these employees if it's true that the names were somehow provided to Daniel Snyder through the league as to who cooperated with the Wilkinson investigation. I mean, that if that's true,
do you think the league
how despicable is that?
Well, that's where I want to go. Is the league that stupid? Like, if they are, then I don't know. I got to reevaluate my whole thought of the Shield if they gave the names to Daniel Snyder. I mean, that's where I would just be like, what? Okay, wait, we got issues here. We're not very smart. We're not as buttoned up as I thought. I mean, that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. I mean, I would like to think that that didn't happen, and I'd like to think that if Daniel Snyder did get the names, it's because he's a billionaire and he paid the right people to figure it out, and who knows? They followed the investigators from the NFL to these places. I mean, maybe that's what happened, but damn. I mean, if that's the case where the NFL gave the names to Daniel Snyder, well, then crap. But maybe the whole league office needs to be blown up and they got to figure out new leadership, because that would be the dumbest move ever.
That was another comment that came from the Commander spokesman yesterday, denying anything about having the information. So there's two sides to all of this. And obviously anything that is directly or indirectly negative toward Daniel Snyder, there's going to be an aggressive response. It's just clockwork at this point. You know it's coming, and you know he's going to defend himself loudly. And it's another reminder that if you ever do make a move on him, there is going to be hell and lawyers to pay. One last thing before we end this segment, because I want to spin it forward here. Someone was asking me last night, where does this go from here? Well, we're waiting for Mary Jo White's investigation. Well, when is she going to conclude her investigation? And I started thinking about it, because I've done investigations like this when I was practicing law. Basically, she'll be done whenever her client tells her it needs the report. That's how the world works. When you're doing work for a client that is paying you a very handsome amount by the hour, you ask them, when do you need this by? When do you need this? And then you work backward. Okay, I need to have this by October 31. Okay, I'll work backward. I'll plan the rest of my month, and I'll get it done. And lawyers will I was in that life. I mean, we think football coaches work hard, especially lawyers who get paid by the hour, because your only commodity is your time. good lawyers bust their asses, and it is a thankless existence. Yeah, you get paid well, but you're working all the time. And if you get more efficient at what you do, well, you just got to find more work to do to bill more hours. You want between $2,000 and $3,000 a year, and when you start doing the math week by week, that's a lot of work. So whatever it takes, you want this by October 31, I'll bust my ass and get it done by then. She's had it for months. So my point is this. The league will have it whenever the league wants it. This isn't Mary Jo White operating like a judge, and we're waiting for the judge to issue her decision. She's working for the league. So we will get her report whenever the league wants it. So, Chris, for the same reason there was strategy July 1 of 2021 to bury the Wilkinson probe, what's the strategy going to be this time?
Yeah.
You know, I was starting to
guess
last
night. Not happening
during
the season, right?
Well, I don't know. Look, but if it does, what day of the week? A Tuesday? Is that a day? Look at how perfect Tuesday was yesterday for all this stuff to hit the fan. If the league wants to create the groundswell, they pick the day, pick the week. You got Halloween coming up. You got the trade deadline. You got an election coming up. You've got Thanksgiving. What day's the best day? What week's the best week? When do we drop this bomb if the goal is to get to 24? And we still don't know what the league office really wants. It could just – there's a chance that the commissioner just wants this all to go away. I mean, his job at any given moment consists of herding 32 cats. Which helps explain why yesterday he was saying in one breath, you know, this speculation isn't good for anybody. And in the other breath, you have a problem with what Jim Irsay said. No, I don't. Well, of course you do. You don't want people to speculate and say these things, but he doesn't want to piss off Jim Irsay because he's one of the 32 cats he's got to herd. So it could be that the league office still wants to find a way to engineer an outcome that is status quo. I don't
Not
know that that
now.
Still is true.
No,
I don't.
Right.
I think at some point you got to give in to the fact that
we've gone.
And this
past
is all
that.
About counting votes. Right. You got to count the votes. You got to know. Are we at 24 or not? And if we're at 24, then I better bend to the will of the 24.
I would be shocked if this came out during the season. I would be shocked. I think a little bit of like, hey, they're going to let it fizzle down and you know, they're going to let this play out. But I would be shocked if the NFL wants this to be the number one story in the league during the football season. That's where I just would think that, you know, when I think about it, I think, oh, late February, March, something like that maybe is when we start to hear about this.
Yeah, but bright, shiny objects.
Right.
Shiny objects.
Yeah,
right.
So you're saying because of the games and all that, we'll forget about it and be like, yeah, that was a great Monday night game. Hey, by the way, Daniel Snyder, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, we got a game on Thursday night. Right, we got games on Sunday night. We got games. Mm. Yeah. I mean, maybe around the playoffs. I don't know when there's even more excitement and attention paid to the games. But they do benefit from having to wrestle with this stuff during football season. Because, Chris, we're only going to talk about it today. We're not talking about it tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the Saints and the Cardinals.
Right.
And we've already spent 45 minutes on it. And but for Jim Irsay yesterday, we wouldn't have spent that much time on it. So my point is this. Mary Jo White is not Judge Wapner, and we're just waiting for her to make a decision. She will make her decision and give her report to the NFL exactly when the NFL says they want it. And there will be a strategic effort to pick a day and a month based upon whatever the agenda is for the league. There may or may not be 24 owners who want to get rid of Dan Snyder, but there are 31 that want to extend Roger Goodell's contract. There's one who doesn't, though, and that led to another interesting moment on an action-packed Tuesday for the NFL's owners. We'll talk about Jerry Jones doing Jerry Jones things when PFT Live, presented by Google Pixel, continues right after this.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.